The Netball Show with Flyhawk from the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games.
It's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk here from the 2022 Commonwealth Games. What a day of deciding games for the final and the third and fourth playoff. Let's start this podcast with England reaction, and here's Jess Thelby.
Losing's meant to hurt, so we have to acknowledge the pain of losing. Sport's brutal. If you play really well and you lose, then there's an element where you can kind of get your head around it. But I think today we just gave ourselves such a mountain to climb. There was nothing in there that tactically we didn't expect. You know, Boetta's a weapon, we know that. She's brilliant and versatile coming out the circle. I think she got too much hand on ball, was getting herself back in the circle, exposed us a little bit over the top. Early in the game, but equally in attack we didn't get enough depth on them. You know, they love players that play back up court. We were hitting them and then bouncing back up court and not taking them on and going towards our circle. I think we fixed that to an extent attacking wise, and some of the changes had great impact. I thought the scoring rate in the last quarter with Ellen Helen certainly helped, but we were found wanting for ball today, and that's uncharacteristic for us. So great job by Australia starving us of that ball. We certainly didn't give up. We tried to navigate our way through some of those challenges, but Australia was smart. They're known for keeping the ball particularly well, so we could have expected that, but we also expected a bit more of ourselves to try and find some ball today. So yeah, really smart stuff by Australia.
And what was the decision to not start Cargill?
Just because I think Joe's very smart, and she's shown time and time again that against Bruce she can do a really good job. I think I would trust in her or Ellie to start and to play on the front of that. Actually, the problem was getting the ball through to a shot in the first place, so I think it was the attacking play out in front that needed to tidy up and smarten up a little bit. I was pleased with both Joe and Elle, but I think deeper into the game when you're chasing a scoreboard you need to know you can score quickly, and I think Joe is a playmaker, Elle gives us a direct target in the circle, so I don't have an issue with either of those. I think they all played their part.
Yes, there was a significant amount of whistle at both ends. How do you keep the defenders sort of motivated in that situation?
Yeah, it was really tricky. I think we really, you know, as coaches you're doing your best to try and keep your team alive and keep the defenders in play. I'm unsure without looking back at the video what the issues were, because I felt like in both ends of the court similar things were happening, but the Australian defenders didn't seem to get whistled out as much. So it was a frustrating one for us when you've put yourself in a position where you've got to find ball. But we need to get over that. You know, like, we needed to tidy up. We needed to get off the body a little bit more. Australians love you being on their body. They love backpacks. And we knew that coming into the game. So our running lines clearly needed to tidy up a little bit. It is a frustration. You know, we tried some personnel changes. And we also tried to impact those that came off and re-entered to make sure they could tidy up and give themselves half a chance. So for small passages of play, I think we did a good job. We did certainly held them up better. And it takes a high workload to stop that depth and then come back up court. And maybe we were just a little bit short of the legs to come back and win some ball when we stopped them getting depth today.
Going for bronze, a disappointment for you?
Yeah, I think, look, the top four teams, I think, are all capable of getting in a final and contesting the gold. So I think for any of us that have found ourselves in bronze, I'm sure New Zealand feel the same. It is disappointing, but that disappointment can't stay with us for too long, because however cliched it is, it's our final tomorrow. And I think we're good enough to come away with some silverware, but we're going to have to really earn it. And let's be honest, New Zealand are going to be outgunning for us in terms of the result the other day. And they too will want to get back on that plane with something around their neck. So we're going to have to be really smart tomorrow. We're going to have a better start than what we did today. And that's actually served us really well up until this match. It's a disappointment for now, but we can't sulk. You know, we've got to get our heads and shoulders back. We're a good team. Up until now, we've performed really well and grown into the tournament. So it's a blip at a really bad time. And tomorrow needs to be a better performance again.
How are you going to pick the team up for tomorrow then?
Look, the team are a really mature, robust group. So I think you do have to allow some time and space to feel the disappointment, and then you have to get back on track with what did we do well today in patches that will work against New Zealand tomorrow. The good news is we had a brilliant game plan against New Zealand the other day and did a good job with it, but they're certainly not going to be underestimating New Zealand. You know, if they're there or thereabouts after the first 15, it's going to be a much tougher game, and there's more at stake now, isn't there? You know, no team wants to go home and fourth. So we'll allow some time and space. We'll make sure we stay connected as a group. It's one of the strengths of this team, and we certainly can't just be that when things are going well. And I've seen the group respond really well under adversity and when things get tough over the last couple of years in lots of different conditions. So I have complete faith in the girls that they're going to come back and put a much better performance out and hopefully continue to make this home crowd really proud.
And Gretel spoke to Britt from the Netty Life following the win for the Diamonds.
Gretel, you were batted around from pillar to post in that match. What did you make of the physical contact inside the circle?
Yeah, we knew obviously the England defence is a really experienced side, and they know what they're doing out there, so we're expecting the physicality, and they're a quality side, so we knew we couldn't, even whatever lead we got, we couldn't just rest on our laurels, and we had to keep on our game plan. Yeah.
And you got knocked over a couple of times. You went up in the air to obviously get the feed, and then Jeeva came through, and so that contest was physical all the way through. How did you keep picking yourself up and making sure that you were ready to take the shot?
Oh, I think that's just a hard fought battle out there between me and Jeeva, and I love coming up against her. She's an amazing player and one of the greats of our game. So I think growing up with two brothers, you're used to being beat around a bit in the outside and playing 3-on-3 basketball, whatever it is. So I suppose that helped me in good stead.
And what about when Ebony came in, because that's your Firebirds teammate? She was quite physical as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to give her a high five when she was running on, and I was like, no, don't do it after the game. But no, she's an amazing person, Ebs, and I learned a lot from her at Firebirds, and yeah, it was really special to be out there with her. And yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, she's coming on, she's fresh, so keep going. But no, it was great.
Can you speak about how great Steph Wood has been so far this tournament? Because it really feels like any time Australia's come into trouble in that attack end, that she's pulled you out of it. So, yeah, how great has
she been? She's incredible, and she makes everyone around her look amazing. So I absolutely love playing with Steph. We got to play, I started under 21s as a raw goal shooter with her, and she's just... yeah, made my life so easy down there in the attack end, and she's amazing for us.
Now, the crowd has been against Australia for most of this game, so it's nothing you're not used to, but that crowd today was very, very loud, obviously, playing the home team. Was it hard to concentrate out there at times?
We're very fortunate in that we've played a few games over here, and we know how very passionate the English fans are, and we love that. We love playing over here. We just had to try and bottle that energy, whatever energy it was, whether it was for or against us, and use it to the best of our ability. And we knew we had to get off to a good start to try and silence that crowd and keep them out of it. And I think they were surging at the end, and they showed how loud they could be, and you just had to stick to the game plan and stay disciplined.
I'm assuming it'll be the same tomorrow against Jamaica.
Yeah, for sure. We know last time we played them, the crowd was very vocal for Jamaica too. They're a very lovable side and very skilled side. So, much the same. And we just got to go recover the best we can and give it our best shot.
It's a netball show with Fly Hawk from the 2022 Commonwealth Games. Well, earlier on in the day, it started with a win for Jamaica against the Silver Ferns. Afterwards, I spoke to Rob Wright.
Looking at the stats, and I'm loving it. I saw at the end of the rounds that we led the competition in intercepts, which is what we're after. We want to win ball, but we're winning ball with real discipline, and that's what I was really wanting to make sure. Like, if you're out of play, you're no good to anyone. So we've worked very hard at being very structured, but playing the Jamaican way.
And some people might be surprised with Jamaica's rise, but not us netball fans. You know, we've known for a couple of years. I think you've got 6 players in Suncourt. How incredible is that for the sport? Not only for Jamaica, but for netball in general.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic that we're finally in a gold medal game. But the bit about that is, if you look at our team in our 7 that's on, we only can put 4 SS on. That means 3 don't play anything. So that's pretty scary that when we've got 3 players who don't play in any professional league out in our starting 7. So for them to absolutely be doing the job has been phenomenal. So I'm so proud of all 12.
And what's the attitude like within the team? There's probably a real winning culture about you guys now?
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I felt like I was speaking with Janelle last night about this, and it was probably the third test, because they'd got spanked in the first 2 tests against England at the end of last year, and they came out and won the 3rd test. And that probably started a bit of a roll around belief, and clearly when you start winning, it becomes a bit of a habit too, and then you believe. And I think Janelle went 100% today, like, get the ball down there, we're going to score. So it's pretty cool, because that just continues to build confidence. And our defenders, I thought, did a really good job. Our aim was to try and suffocate their front end in the goal third, which I thought we did probably for at least a half today. Not so much probably in the second half, so we need to look at that. But, yeah, today, win's a win. I didn't care what the score was. I just wanted to win today.
And just finally, what do you like about being part of this team?
I'm a little bit different, and they're really accepting of that difference. It's the beauty of also being in New Zealand. They're very, they take people as they are, and Jamaica's the same. And I think that's why, you know, I fit in not really nice. I'm a bit odd. And we've got a few oddballs in our team. But and what I've tried to really make sure is that the Jamaican way, the Jamaican culture, you know, they dance a lot. They dance before warm-up, you know, and that's really important not to change. I feel like I don't want, as an Australian, I don't want to come in and make them Australian. I want to make sure that I come in and make them better Jamaicans. And they're on their way. So I thought they were red hot for at least a half today. So how cool is the grand final going to be?
Were you surprised the Silver Ferns didn't start with Grace?
Oh, look, the shooting lineup they went with was the lineup that I had anticipated they would start with. Based off that, I thought that they do like to body up. And I think they would try and go, if we can get on the body and try and limit our athleticism, I thought that would be their plan. So we'd planned for that. And then we'd, clearly put in some ideas around how we would cope with that and what we'd do when we saw that.
You really isolated the Silver Ferns today. They couldn't find each other.
No. And today was around our aim was to suffocate the goal third and try and, because we know that they like the little connections between each other. So our job was to try and get into those lanes and those lines that they would want to pass into and try and shut them down. So I thought we did certainly a fantastic job of that for at least two quarters.
Rob,
no worries.
Just quickly, from a UK perspective, have you looked on to the next match? How do you anticipate that going?
Yeah, that's a really good question. My gut feel is we haven't looked at it yet, only because we wanted to make sure our focus was completely on New Zealand today. I don't want to get ahead of yourself, because I was thinking Dame Nolene often comes out with something not expecting. So we were wanting to make sure that we didn't underestimate them. We made sure we crossed it and ticked every box we needed to for this one. But I'll be looking forward to it. The thing about it is, my gut feel is Australia. I reckon they're going to be really smarting after their loss. Mm. And it's going to be a cracker of a game. So I'm thinking Australia, but how cool would it be if it was England, Jamaica? That would lift the roof.
And the important thing, there's a lot of love for Jamaica in the crowd as well, and you'll be able to feel that, and the girls and players will be feeling that too.
Oh, the crowd has been absolutely amazing. I keep feeling like every game that we've been, it's like being in Jamaica. Oh, the crowd's so behind us, and you know, I think it maybe is, you know, they embrace the crowd, they dance around, but you know, when they come to play, they play. So the crowd has been phenomenal. I've loved every time. Like when we were playing Australia, I reckon they raised the roof when, as it came back and we got to even, like the roof just came off. I thought that was so helpful for us against Australia, and again today. Like when we got out to that start, like the crowd was behind us, and it was just a magic time.
Yeah, great. Thanks a lot for that. Well done.
No worries at all.
Really good. Tomorrow's games are 1:30, New Zealand v England for that bronze medal playoff. And then the final tomorrow night sees Jamaica against Australia. It's certainly going to be a great day of netball.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.